Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation is from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1 and 2. Yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. I'm so very happy to be here with you today at chapel at this deaconess placement service. This is especially the case since the congregation that I serve, Concordia in Greenwood, Indiana, will be calling one of these deaconesses to serve God's people. It's also special to me since that deaconess will be graduating tomorrow with my son, Brian Flammy. About 2 years ago, I got a phone call from the seminary asking if I would help Erica Stevenson, a member of Concordia Greenwood, as her pastoral mentor during her service as a deaconess field worker and as part of her preparation to become a called deaconess. My reply was an energetic yes. I would be glad and honored to help serve Erica in her formation as a deaconess. Let me also add that over the course of the last 2 years, I have been very impressed with the quality of the teaching and coursework the seminary has provided for Erica. It has been rock-solid biblical and rock-solid confessional as well. In fact, Erica has often reminded our people at Concordia about our confessional Lutheran roots, which I deeply appreciate. In this way, she has been a great help to me. Now, to be honest, when I first got that phone call 2 years ago, I couldn't honestly tell you what in the world a deaconess was or did. What I have since learned is that the deaconess is a helper to the pastoral office. And that word helper forms the basis of my message for you today. As the prophet Isaiah reminded the nation of Israel that it did not need to fear, for it was chosen and formed by God, and God would help them. And so, ladies, in your call as deaconess to the body of Christ, God will help you to help others. The auxiliary office of deaconess is strongly connected to this word help and being a helper. Now, when you think of the word helper, you probably envision that mundane and banal food item in a box known as hamburger helper. However, you SEM students and your shopping at the co-op are probably even more familiar with that other delightful food extender, tuna helper. And as a former SEM student, let me simply say, I empathize with you. Been there and done that. So the word helper may seem just too common, too bland, too ordinary to make any kind of impact on you. But just listen to how St. Paul connects the service of being a helper to the auxiliary office of deaconess. Paul writes in Romans 16, 1 and 2, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a deaconess of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed, she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Paul is drawing a parallel here. He is saying, in effect, I want you to help Phoebe in her service to God's people because she has helped many, many other people, including myself. Phoebe, you see, has set the example for all deaconesses by being a great help and assistance to St. Paul in his ministry to God's people. Several years ago, a layperson said to me, Pastor, "You surely know what the Bible says. God helps those who help themselves." To which I sadly had to inform him, no, that is not in the Bible. As a matter of fact, that is anti-biblical. The exact opposite is true. God must help us all because we are all totally incapable of helping ourselves. Because of our sinful nature, we were all born into this world as lost and condemned creatures. We were and are completely and totally unable to help ourselves in the spiritual realm in terms of our justification. Even in our sanctification, God the Holy Spirit always does the good work within us through the gospel of Christ, which moves us to respond. Yes, we are incapable of helping ourselves and making ourselves right with God through any effort of our own. Isaiah makes it clear that God formed Jacob, his servant, in the womb. Likewise, that God created tiny human being in the womb is completely dependent on its mother for survival. Continuing outside of the womb, the newborn infant is totally dependent upon the help, care, and protection of its parents. Likewise, in the spiritual realm, we are totally dependent on God for spiritual life, forgiveness, and salvation. In your future service as a deaconess, I urge you to always ask yourself, how can I help the pastor to better help his people, God's flock entrusted to his care? How can I help God's people through acts of care and mercy and serve as a comforter, consoler, advocate, and intercessor for the physically needy and the hurting? Basically, how can I show forth the love of Christ and help others as God has helped me? The problem is, sometimes even as Christian pastors, deaconesses, and DCEs, our sinful inclination is to look only to our own needs, to help ourselves first, and to put ourselves and our welfare above the welfare of others. This is sin, sin from which we are all called to repent. But I have good news for you today. The good news is that God has helped us helpless ones. How? By saving us through the blessed ministry of Jesus Christ, who has attached himself to us in holy baptism. Baptism grants us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, as it creates faith within us and connects us to Jesus Christ and his perfect ministry, his redemptive suffering, death, and resurrection for the life of the world. Listen to how Isaiah connects the water and the Spirit to the help and the salvation that we needed. "Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit on your descendants, and my blessings on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass, like willows by the watercourses." Yes, like those willows by the watercourses, we are spiritually alive and survive and thrive as God's people only because that holy water of baptismal faith is flowing beside us and under us and within us. Yes, Isaiah here is speaking about the greatest help, the greatest help that God can give to people, namely conversion to faith in Christ through the second birth of water and the Spirit, the holy rebirth that Jesus himself spoke of in John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus, you see, is our Yeshurun, the upright one of Israel. By grace through faith, he has imputed to us his perfect righteousness, holiness, through that generous outpouring of the Spirit and faith given to us in baptism. By the way, isn't Helper one of the names for God the Holy Spirit? Why, yes, it is. And wouldn't you agree that his sanctifying work within us is in no way mundane or common or banal? God the Holy Spirit is our Parakletos, our helper, our comforter, our consoler, our advocate, and our intercessor. How wonderful, how blessed it is then for you deaconesses to be a helper to the pastoral office. What a divine and special calling that is. In the last verse of our reading, verse 5, Isaiah writes that the true children of Jacob will say, "I am the Lord's." And another will write on his hand and call himself the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. So too in baptism, the triune God of all grace and mercy has written his saving name upon us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By God's grace, we are called by the name of Jesus Yeshurun, the perfectly upright Jacob in one man, for we are called Christians, disciples of our crucified, resurrected, and ascended Savior. Finally, for you ladies who will receive your deaconess placement today, and for all of us here today, I want to remind you, do not fear the future, for the God who helps will help you. As Jesus has helped and saved us, and so chosen us from all eternity, chosen us to serve and to be a helper, to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.